Good afternoon. Skies will continue to clear this afternoon, leading to a good amount of sunshine for the second half of the afternoon and into the evening hours. This will allow temperatures to climb to highs in the middle to upper 60s on average by the end of the day. The front and low pressure wave that brought precipitation earlier today continues to track out over the Atlantic Ocean. High pressure building in from the Midwest will dominate the weather picture tonight, and skies will clear out. Cool temperatures overnight and especially tomorrow morning, with overnight lows going down into the lower to mid-40s, even some 30s across the higher terrain. We'll also have patchy dense fog developing toward sunrise tomorrow. During the day tomorrow, a dry day and pleasant temperatures, still a bit on the cooler side of average, with a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be in the upper 60s. Another front will move through tomorrow night, generally dry though, with just some cloud cover into the early morning hours on Thursday, then increasing sunshine with a new high pressure center building in on Thursday afternoon. This high pressure center will bring even cooler air our way, with Thursday's highs in the mid-60s, and despite mostly sunny skies on Friday, highs will stay in the lower 60s. Around the backside of this high-pressure center, a southwesterly wind flow will develop for the weekend. This will start a warming trend. And with a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday afternoon, highs will be up to around 70. We'll be back into the lower and mid-70s on Sunday as sunshine will give way to increasing clouds ahead of the next front, which will bring us our next chance of showers and thunderstorms, but that will not happen until Monday. Highs to start next week will, again, be right around 70 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, tropical storm warnings remain in effect for most of the central and northern Baja Peninsula as Odile, now a tropical storm, continues to track northwest over the peninsula. Maximum sustained winds are near 65 miles per hour with higher gusts. Weakening will continue, and Odile is expected to become a tropical depression in the next 24 hours. While wind and surf are still hazards, rain is expected to be the biggest threat going forward. Rainfall amounts of 6 to 12 inches with isolated maximum totals of around 18 inches across much of the Baja Peninsula through Friday. These rains are likely to result in life-threatening flash floods and mudslides. Abundant moisture ahead of Odile will increase the threat for flash flooding for the southwestern United States over the next several days, and flood watches have been issued. And Hurricane Edward continues to intensify over the central Atlantic Ocean about 465 miles east-southeast of Bermuda. A turn toward the north is expected later today, followed by an acceleration toward the northeast tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds are near 110 miles per hour with higher gusts. Slight strengthening is possible during the next 24 hours, but then weakening is expected tomorrow and tomorrow night. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 24 at Snake River Ranger Station in Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City showers, then increasing sun, lower 70s, Boston showers likely in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower to mid-60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 72 degrees, the average low, 52, the record high, 92, set in 1939, and the record low, 32, in 1964. Sunrise this morning was at 6:36 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:03 p.m., 12 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine through the afternoon, with highs in the upper 50s in the mountains to mid-60s in the valleys. Mostly clear tonight, with areas of fog and lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine this afternoon, milder with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine through the afternoon, breezy, with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine this afternoon with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight, areas of fog developing with lows in the mid-40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine this afternoon with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog by morning and lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, upper 60s, some clouds Thursday morning, then increasing sunshine, mid-60s, mostly sunny in the lower 60s on Friday, a mix of sun and clouds, milder on Saturday around 70, sunshine giving way to clouds Sunday in the lower to mid-70s, and a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Monday with highs around 70 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.